Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now.
In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor. We have investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, are you sure you don't want to make the 500-mile trek across Spain? Give Callie a little company.
I am quite sure.
So, would you ever walk 500 miles anywhere?
It depends on what's at the end of the 500 miles.
Probably like a mountain or something.
Yeah, all I really see in that scenario is lots of blisters. No. I don't think so.
I would say a big cathedral would be at the end.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, there's going to be a big cathedral.
Some kind of holy site.
And you go in there, and you'll be absolved of all of the horrible things that you've done in your life. So you go to heaven, probably.
Okay.
You might have to pay a little extra for that.
Try a little harder.
Well, you know, we may not even make it to May of 2013, because we're getting pretty darn close now to December 21st of 2012. And for those who are just now sort of waking up to this and wonder what it's all about, you can go to joshuapwarren.com and you can watch a two-hour program that I recorded in Charleston, South Carolina in January of this year about my thoughts on 2012 and what it all means. What do you think is going to happen, Shelley Wright?
I'm thinking that I'm probably going to sleep through everything.
Well, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Are more people coming into Wright's Coin Shop now because they're starting to get a little worried about things?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I have seen firsthand you're doing some incredible business there. People are stocking up.
They are, and they should be.
And, of course, as we always say, people go to Wright's Coin Shop because they want their money to retain value. They want to turn their money into more money, and they want it to be stable money. How are gold and silver prices doing right now?
They're up. They've been up this week, so it's good. Things are getting stronger.
Now, how many people go into your shop to buy gold and silver versus a special coin? I mean, what are people looking for when they go in there?
Mostly, it's gold and silver, although we are getting some more collectors back, which is nice to see. It's nice to be able to sell the collector coins, and I've had quite a few children come in as collectors lately, so that's really nice to see. But mostly, it's people who really, really want to stock up on gold and silver.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody is listening to this program, and the holidays are fast approaching, I mean, the holidays are here, really, but, you know, Christmas is fast approaching, and somebody wants to figure out what you can offer, What is the best way to communicate with you? Should they call you? Should they drop by the shop? I mean, what do you suggest?
They can do either one of those things. We can help them, whatever they want to do.
And the funny thing is, when people call Wright's Coin Shop and they ask for Shelley Wright, you will talk to them.
I will.
That's right.
I am actually there.
I know how amazing it is to think that the actual voice you're listening to now will be speaking directly to you like the voice of a goddess on your own little telephone. But it's true. You will take those calls.
I will.
And what is the number?
It is 828-298-5402.
That's 828-298-5402. For those who are lucky enough to come and visit you in person, how do they find you?
1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
And I have lots of listeners that come in and see me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, and I imagine that they come in and maybe, you know, a quarter of the time is spent buying things. The rest of the time, they're probably just talking about weird stuff, aren't they?
You know, they're very, very cool about things. They really are. Very low-key. You know, we had to, it's almost like a secret handshake. Yeah.
So, you go, I'm sure, often and pick up food for your staff there at Wright's Coin Shop.
Oh, yes. I forage for food for everybody quite often.
Yeah, you're the forager.
Yes.
How often do you go to McDonald's?
Not very often, unless somebody's hankering for some coffee.
Yeah. Because I hardly ever go to McDonald's just because, you know, it's just not the healthiest food on the planet.
But I could really throw down on some hot apple pies, though.
Yeah. Well, here's a story we'll start with. It's a McDonald's story. And I love McDonald's stories because everybody can somehow relate to McDonald's, right?
Right.
Who has never been to McDonald's? I mean, you could bring up a lot of different places, a lot of different restaurants. Everybody on the planet has been to McDonald's, it seems like. At least in this country, mm-hmm. Everybody's been to McDonald's. Well, in Pennsylvania here, they say a man is in trouble because he is accused of exposing his genitals to several employees of McDonald's as he was picking up his food at the drive-through window. Now, you see, that is the perfect place to do it, though, because if you're, at least when you're in the drive-thru window, you can be like, ha-ha, check this out, and then, you know, hit the gas. You're not walking inside. But the police say, he goes through, he does this, have a nice day, waka waka, but then minutes later, he drives back through the window again. This time, he complains about not receiving part of his order, and then exposes his genitals again. That sounds like a great plan, right?
Loser.
How many times can this go on? So, I guess he didn't get his fries or something. I don't know. It's like, hey, you're going to learn to give me my fries from now on.
But I got your hot coffee for you.
So, I don't know if they've caught this man or not yet. I have such a stack of just weird stuff here. I don't know how long it's going to take to get through all this. But I am getting the Florida belt closer to me because I know it won't be long. Here's a story from Ohio. An Ohio police officer is in trouble because he apparently dunked his head in a bucket of urine when he was off duty. This was videotaped and became a YouTube sensation. They say he did it because he won a $450 dare.
Won it? I would say he lost.
Yes. It's all a matter of perspective, I guess. How much are they paying the officers there in Ohio? And now the funny thing is, they refer to this in the Huffington Post story as guy, you know, officer dunks his head in urine. I don't see what kind of urine this is, so I'm assuming it's human urine.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah. And they say, of course, you know, the police said this is just not professional.
Oh, right.
Not professional. Okay, I'd agree with that. Next story. See, we can go through stories this fast. This is how many stories I have tonight. Okay. This is from Port St. Lucie,
Florida.
I knew it wouldn't take long. It's a teacher story.
Ah.
We love teacher stories. A freshman there, actually a former freshman at the high school, is suing a woman, his high school math teacher. Now, we've talked recently about the problems we have with math teachers.
Yeah.
So, according to the student, the algebra teacher there is using, quote-unquote, sex talk as a teaching tool. Now, right off the bat, this sounds like a step up to me.
Well, yes. Yeah.
In algebra class.
I would pay attention in that class.
So,
solve for X.
Solve for XXX. Yeah. That's a good one. So the student says the teacher is asking about a question he can't figure out, and so she says, well, how about if I get naked? And then she supposedly simulates a striptease in front of the classroom, and then she says, after she breaks out a bottle of water, how about I pour this water all over my body and you can lick it off of me?
Oh, my gosh! And she is suing the...
No, the student is suing, saying, oh...
The student is suing... Oh.
Yeah, the student is suing...
I thought it was
suing.
The student that was doing...
No, the student is suing the teacher because the teacher's doing all this.
What?
Yes, this is the teacher. The teacher is using these tactics as a teaching tool. No pun intended. And so the teacher says, how about if I get naked? Then the teacher simulates a striptease, and then she says, hey, how about you lick this water off of me? And then it says she simulates an act with the water bottle.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm thinking that what she really wants is an extra job as maybe a pole dancer or something.
Yeah, well, we should put her escapades down the road there. And, of course, you know, officials are saying, oh, there has to be a zero-tolerance policy. But I don't know. I mean, I maybe I'm just a sicko, but I think my algebra class would have benefited greatly by that type of a teaching tool.
I concur.
You definitely
Forrest
remember
and I,
it.
Yeah, we agree on this. Okay, here's a story from South Glen Falls, New York. A mom is in trouble there. She hired strippers to perform at her 16-year-old son's birthday party. 80 people were there, mostly 14 and 15-year-olds. And, so, of course, it was some of the parents of the teenagers that called the cops after, you know, she had the strippers come out and entertain the kids. Where were all these people when we were growing up?
Yeah, I never knew any people like this.
We are already up on a break. When we come back, I have a story from Bulgaria about a man and a lion statue. Wonder where that could be going. Oh, what do we have here? A story from Longview, Washington. And then a story about a woman in Bradenton, Florida, who goes to see a doctor. And he decides to really play doctor. And a lot more. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the show where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange.
And start. Sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself. People sitting
sitting on porches, thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Dark night, it's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing, stranger meaning, a new boy for a lover's girl, but she made eyes of him. She was young and pretty, no stranger to other men. But who knows what being like that night, and old lines drawn again. I thought these things didn't matter anymore. I thought all that blood had been shed long ago. Dark night, it's a dark night.
Yes, a dark 30-hour. This is when it's getting so late. We feel semi-comfortable kicking back on Speaking of Strange and delivering to you some of the more outrageous and controversial material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. And, you know, it's funny. We talk about, like, all this really sordid, seedy stuff this hour. We tell you, turn off the radio if it's not for you. And recently, I went to a movie theater, and I saw that there is a film coming out here, and I guess it's about the hunt for Osama bin Laden, and it's called Zero Dark Thirty. Have you seen this, Forrest?
I have.
Yeah. So I wonder if Dark Thirty is going to take on a different meaning after this movie comes out. I don't know. All I can tell you is we've been doing the Dark 30 Hour for a long time now.
Maybe you have naming rights to Dark 30.
Maybe I should sue these people. Yeah, like I'm going to mess around with the Navy SEALs. Sure.
Sure, Mr. Warren.
Wrong guys to
sue. Have a good night's sleep tonight.
A lot of people still out of power from all the weather situations. Let me remind you, it's the holiday time. If you are interested in the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the home, it doesn't require fuel. It's the most powerful solar generator for the lowest price. If you want to learn about it, it's made by my team and I. You can go to sunshinesimple.com, sunshinesimple.com, to learn all about it. And if you order it now, we still might be able to get a unit to you in time for Christmas. What a great Christmas gift that would be. Back to the crazy, sordid, seedy news stories. Here's a story from Bulgaria. Bulgaria. Where is Bulgaria, Forrest?
It's,
We're Americans. We only know where things around America are. No, I'm not sure where that is. But, okay, 24-year-old man in Bulgaria was discovered by two policemen with his trousers around his ankles, and he was nestled up with a lion statue in a public park. And, you know, he says, hey, I've been drinking, sorry. Guy's getting it on with a lion statue in a public park.
Bulgaria is located north of bordered north of Romania.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, it must be cold up there. If you're going to pull your trousers down, you really have something going on. You got something arranged. You're enthusiastic. See, I don't buy all these people who say, oh, I'm doing this because I'm drunk. I think they would be doing it anyway. It's just, you know, the drunk thing gives them some kind of little excuse like, oh, I guess I went a little too far tonight. You know, usually I would be with the statue of the sheep, but I'm drunk tonight, so I went for the lion, right? I mean, how drastically does it really have to change your personality to do something like that in public? Okay, fine. Longview, Washington. Let's see here. A flasher was running around here, opening up his trench coat. Good classic. What's more American than that? You know, that's a good... I respect a good American flasher. Wearing the trench coat, just pop, 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 right? We all love that. It says here he's running around Washington State just, you know, exposing himself. And then a woman pulls out a .38 snub-nosed revolver, and the guy takes off screaming. They haven't found him yet. They're looking for him. He's white in his early 20s with short, dark, blonde hair. Must be the pot, right? They've just legalized pot up there, just like Colorado. People, you know, in Colorado, I was talking to some of the locals, and I was asking them, so how is this being perceived now that the state has legalized marijuana? And one of the guys I was talking to says, well, now everybody's afraid that, you know, people are going to be showing up high at work. And I said, hey, those people were already high at work. You know, it's not going to change that stuff. If pot was illegal, they didn't respect it. What, Forrest?
Well, it's just like, I mean, alcohol can be in the same category. It's like, you know, you don't drink before you go to work.
Right.
You wait till you get off work and partake in whatever you want to partake in.
Sure. In a perfect world.
Yes. Yes.
That's exactly how it works. All right, here's a story from Bradenton, Florida. One of my favorite places because I think that's where Johnson Smith catalog is produced. Where was that other Florida story I read?
Port St. Lucie.
Oh, okay, all right. So, yeah, Bradenton, Florida. So here's what the Bradenton News says there. A woman went to a scheduled examination with a doctor. Says here, he lifted her blouse and touched her in an inappropriate manner. And then he spun the victim around, pressed his body against her, continued squeezing. And you know, I'm not even going to get into the details here, but here's one quote. It says, quote, squeezing as if it were Play-Doh, end quote.
Okay.
And then he finally got his mouth involved, and that was it. You know, and the woman says, hey, you know, this is not right. You know that's not right, she says.
Took her that long.
That's what it says here. Yeah. It took a series of events before she says, quote, you know that's not right. And, apparently, it says, then she returned to his office. Interesting. And she says, okay, at this point, supposedly, she has a hidden camera and a microphone.
Uh-huh.
And she says, you weren't quite yourself last week, and you owe me an apology for, you know, doing this and that. And I don't know, they're not being clear here on whether he continued or not, but he's been busted. He's in trouble. You know, they call that sort of thing fondling. I've always thought that's a very pretty word for something like that, isn't it?
It is.
Fondling. Have you ever thought about fondling sounds nice, doesn't it, Shelley?
The word sounds nice, but that story is just so wrong on so many levels.
I mean, the word fondling, the root word there is fond. It's like, wow, this man is fond of me. It's such a nice, soft, warm word for a doctor just groping you. I mean, groping, that makes sense. Groping feels more like, no, well, maybe I shouldn't put it that way. Groping comes across as like, you know, just a really like unpleasant experience, right?
Right, right.
But fondling. Fondling's like, well, he likes me. He doesn't mean any harm. He just doesn't understand. This is not the right thing. He's fondling me. He's fond. Okay, we have a story from Jacksonville, Florida. Make this one quick here. It says here, a 23-year-old English teacher has been arrested for getting in on with a student. And it says that the teacher met the victim's parents pretending to be the mother of a fake student named Josh. And on at least one occasion, the victim went to the teacher's house because she was supposedly picking up the boy because he was doing a sleepover with Josh. Little twisted things the teachers do. Does that make sense? Yeah. She went to the parents of the boy she wanted, pretended to be another boy's mom so that the boy she wanted could come sleep with her fictional boy. Okay, time to take a break, and when we come back, I will tell you the true meaning of the word buttload. I'm Joshua P. Warren, speaking of strength.
Lève-toi, c'est décidé, laisse-moi te remplacer, je vais prendre ta douleur. Doucement, sans faire de bruit, comme on réveille la pluie, je vais prendre ta douleur, prendre ta douleur, je vais prendre ta douleur. Elle lutte, elle se débat, mais ne résistera pas, je vais bloquer l'ascenseur. Je vais prendre ta douleur.
And we go a little something like this. Hit it. Come on. So cool and at a bar. And I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get it. No satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up with L.O.C.? The girls are all jockeying at the other end of the bar. Having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm a star. So I got my shows over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy why he's so fly. He said, Funky Cole Medina. Get more chicks, put a little Medina in your glass, then the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion, it will be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got to be dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds, baby, Alex and Strohs. They want me, my dog, alone with that Medina, pal.
Here we go, another fondling story. Fondling. A man fondled his son's psychologist. Hey, welcome back. It's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour when you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some material that's more outrageous and controversial. Things that are not for the easily offended, not for the kiddies. But it's real news stories. That's why we give them to you late on a Saturday night. You look perturbed to hear this, Shelley, right?
Perturbed to hear what?
Another fondling story. This one from St. Paul, Minnesota. Iowa man, pig farmer, they say, fondling his 8-year-old son's psychologist, says that apparently, you know, he started telling dirty jokes. And at one point he said to the doctor, I bet you a dollar I can play with your blanks without touching them. And,
ew!
Then he fondled them and gave her a dollar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? Really? That's what pig farmers do?
I don't even know why the kid's seen a psychologist.
Yeah! He says, I bet you a dollar I can play with your blanks without touching them. That he touched them and gave her a dollar.
And then she knocked the crap out of him.
Says the woman here, she calls security. Police arrested the man. He admitted it was inappropriate, but thought it was humorous at the time. Wow.
Don't they all?
Don't they all, yeah. At the moment, everything seemed perfectly logical. It's all in good fun. Oh, my goodness. Well, keep in mind, if you enjoyed this type of material...
You in for a treat.
Go to joshuapwarren.com. Check out some of the links there. Like the wishing machine, make your dreams come true. The wishing machine. There's no period after the P, by the way. Go to joshuapwarren.com. That's how we pay for this quality material coming to you every single week. Like this story here from Wickasset, Maine. Of all people, an Episcopalian minister is in trouble because he has been bringing illegal drugs into the jail. 70-year-old man, at least twice during the month of October, at least. And they say he was, you know, mule packing it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, the minister, the 70-year-old reverend, packing himself with the contraband. We all know what that means. And they say they probed this case throughout October. They confirmed that he was doing this. He was quite good at it. He was quite proficient with this. And now he's been arrested. He's in trouble. Mule packing it. Why would you do such a thing? Why would you bring drugs to guys in jail when you're a minister? Let's see here. Oh, well, this explains a little something that we were talking about. This is from Zephyr Hills, Florida. Florida high school principal has been offering promotions to teachers in exchange for doing inappropriate things to him. And he said something to the effect, well, if the students don't do it to me, They say that he has been utilizing his position to offer the teachers bonuses and whatnot for these things. See, to me, this is probably the actual root of the problem. During the break, we were talking about this. Why are there so many teachers who, actually, if you look at their pictures, their mugshots, they're often young, attractive women, and they end up doing crazy things with the kids? We have to look at who hires these teachers, right?
Exactly.
I mean, there is some gateway there, and I bet you that the root of this epidemic that we are seeing is probably the principals. I mean, I guess principals hire their teachers, right? Isn't that how it works? The principal hires the teachers?
Principals are superintendents.
I don't know, even though superintendents hire teachers. I don't know. I mean, I was thinking superintendents maybe have some oversight on the principals, but I mean, chain of command here, it's probably principals that hire the teachers. So if you end up with young, attractive women who do crazy things, well, what are these principals requiring these women to do to get into these positions with these students? I mean, if we really want to crack down on this, I would start looking at the hiring process, right?
Yeah.
That seems like the logical step. I mean, this has gone so far now. You know, after doing this show for close to, you know, 10 years or something, I've often said I could do a whole show about teachers doing these things every week. It's so rampant. Yes, it's funny, but after a while, it gets to the point where it's like, this is almost like ridiculous now. This is not even. It's so old. We're beating a dead horse to such extent that why don't we just address this issue seriously? There has to be some access problem here with who becomes a teacher and gets next to the students. And I don't know. Fortunately, I don't have kids. I by choice, because I don't want to be wrapped up in that world. I didn't think that school was the most enjoyable experience. I thought school was boring. I don't like getting up early in the morning and sitting there and listening. So who am I to put my two cents in there? But that's where I would focus on the problem if I were involved in that world. Next story. New York and New Jersey. Headline is Hurricane Sandy. Fuel shortage spurs ads on Craigslist. Sex for gas. Rampant explosion of this. People want gas. See, this is what better argument for the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator? It requires no gas. As long as you have access to light, especially sunlight, you don't have to sell yourself on Craigslist. Now, if you want to drive your car, that's a different ballgame. Says here, right now, there's been an explosion, they say, of people who are saying, you know, got gas, come get some of this. Well, you can imagine. At least they rhyme. They're rhyming things. So it says these are no surprise, because right now people in New York and New Jersey, I mean, they have gotten desperate. The black market there has gone ridiculous that, you know, even people who are just paying outright straight up for gas are paying about $20 per gallon easily. And at that rate, some people are grateful to be able to fill up 35-gallon buckets and drive them back to their homes. I mean, to a certain extent, you could pretty much charge whatever you want in some cases. And you can get whatever you want for it. Yeah, that's pretty bad, huh? Well, here's a crappy job. This is from Australia. Firefighters in Australia have recently been drenched with raw sewage.
Ew.
29 firefighters in rural Australia were working when a water bombing helicopter apparently mistakenly sucked up a bunch of sewage. Because, you know, these helicopters, they come over and they're supposed to drop water. Well, they sucked up a bunch of sewage. And they fly over and just empty a ton of this sewage on the blaze. They say the poo goo splashed the firemen, the equipment. All 29 firefighters withdrew and said that now, you know, some of them are getting sick. It just, you know, it's not good for morality. Let's put it that way. We're going to take a break. When we come back, three stories I've saved for the end of the show. One is from Florida, one is from Bangkok, one is from Seattle. It's the Dark 30 hour when we talk about the more outrageous and controversial news as of late. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. We don't make this stuff up. It's stuff in the news that you probably won't hear so much about in the mainstream world of the media. I'm Joshua P. Warren. We'll be right back.
We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quart of tequila, quart of rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, and 2 dozen amyls. Not that we needed all that for the trip, but once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
Speaking of strange, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Hard to believe we are actually in that long stretch that is coming to an end up to December 21st, 2012. And then, of course, we make it through that. We get to the end of the year and then the year 2013. Amazing. Well, this is the Dark 30 Hour. The last few stories I have here are not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Turn off the radio if you fall into or have a connection to any of those categories. Let us start in Ocala, Florida. Authorities there say a man is accused of engaging improperly with his miniature donkey. We know what that means. Yes, he and the donkey. The donkey is named Doodle. They arrested the 31-year-old man. They charged him with animal cruelty. And they put the donkey, they put little Doodle there in protective custody. But now, he wants his donkey back. He's very upset. He says this 21-year-old donkey wants to be with him as much as he wants to be with Doodle. He says, quote, "I want my donkey back. There has to be due process here," end quote. So some people feel sympathetic toward the man. Others do not. But he wants his mini donkey, Doodle, to return to a warm, loving environment. Little mini donkey Doodle. Next story is from Bangkok. Bangkok, Thailand. Forrest, did you see, what was the movie? The Hangover Part 2?
I did.
Pretty funny film, huh? You see it, Shelley?
I saw the first one.
Yeah? Well, Part 2 was in Bangkok.
Missed that.
A man in Bangkok has been admitted to a hospital after being treated to enlarge his manhood by an unlicensed practitioner. Yeah, we get those kinds of stories from time to time, don't we?
Yes.
And when you hear these stories, you wonder, like, okay, what have they done? What have they done to this man now? Somebody injected this part of this man with olive oil. And they say that the whole reaction there, the amount of the olive oil, the allergic reaction, the infection that kicked in, all of that swelled everything down there to the size of a, quote, medium-sized fruit, end quote. What is a medium-sized fruit?
I don't know. Like, I mean, would a grapefruit be considered a large-sized fruit?
Well, if a watermelon is large,
right,
grapefruit could definitely be considered medium.
Well, lemon probably a small.
Yes, I think you're right. If I think that's the perfect standard. A lemon or a lime would be a small-sized fruit. A grapefruit or a cantaloupe would be medium, and a watermelon would be large.
Right. What about kumquat?
I don't know how big they are. Do you?
No.
Well, we need to do more research before we get on the program making comparisons, I guess, but it's a medium-sized fruit size that this man in Bangkok has swollen up to. Says that, you know, they're, obviously, they're looking into it. Need I say more? Last story, and I just read this and I thought, boy, that's just kind of typical, isn't it? This is from Columbia City, Seattle. So I guess there is some part of Seattle that's called Columbia City. Maybe it's a district or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. Police officers, and now again, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. There is a man they are calling, according to the Seattle Post there, he's a repeat public masturbator. And police got a report about this man, and they say that he's 35 years old. They heard that he was sitting on a staircase. The quote says, with his pants around his ankles, in the throes of self-flagellation. And officers came to him and told him, come on, you know, you stop, you're coming with us. And he said, can you at least wait till I'm finished? Seriously. That's how bad this guy is. He's asking the police, wait till I finish. Horrible. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Until next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Barring a ball game, tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!